10 years later, The Laramie Project, the lasting legacy of Matthew Shepard, on Sirius OutQ 109.
The time comes for every actor where they have to delve into the life of the character they are portraying. But how do you do that knowing that your character is an actual living person? Knowing that you are telling their story in their words, and knowing they are still struggling with the impact of a young man's death. Tectonic Theatre Company member, Kelly Simpkins.
It's an experience that most actors do not have, to get to play a real person and have them be in the audience watching you play them, or give the audience the essence of what you thought, who you thought they were. So it's a very strange prospect, and thrilling prospect, and really scary prospect. And you know, Romaine was so lovely to our whole cast, talked to our whole cast beforehand and after the show, and I think she was quite nervous as well, as anyone would be watching someone else portray you. And I think she thought that we got the show right, and really thought that I got her down, or nailed her, or whatever, really had her spirit up on stage, which is really the best you can ask for. But I don't think anyone got any bad feedback. I certainly didn't, about the people that I played. I don't think anyone in our company did. I mean, the most kind of criticism we ever got was, I would never wear those glasses, or that blazer is so silly, or why did you have me in that costume, kind of thing.
Jackie Martino, director, King and Low Haywood Thomas High School.
The issue for me, I think, was trying to make sure that I was doing a piece of theater with integrity, yet at the same time, I had a lot of personal feelings about what was happening because the piece was so powerful.
I wasn't sure I could handle it.
Dean Walton, director, Community Theater, New Jersey.
I wasn't sure I could handle the emotion. I didn't want to be sort of a pompous ass and say, well, I know these people, and, you know, Romaine doesn't look like that, and all those things. And I thought, you know, could I let actors act? This needed to be a new production, not something I had in my head of what it should be.
Our director looked at this as kind of theater as a counseling exercise, and it really helped me kind of process this event.
Zach Schneider, actor, Community Theater, Casper, Wyoming.
It was definitely interesting, and there's always that worry because we were producing it 150 miles away from Laramie, where these folks had lived at one time and maybe were still living. There was always the chance that one of those people could show up at our performance, and in fact, we did have Matt Galloway, who was the bartender at the Fireside the night Matthew was killed or was beaten, sitting in the audience.
Director Jackie Martino, Stamford, Connecticut.
I think that it was difficult to definitely get the kid that played Fred Phelps to get to a scary part of anger.
God hates fags. That's our core message.
This evil nation has smeared fag feces blended with fag semen and dyke feces on the Bible.
I think that initially he would be able to express hate, but it was almost like he did it in a comical way, because Fred Phelps is almost like a caricature of himself when you watch him. So we really had to break down what he was saying and get it to a point where you would watch it and really be just completely distraught by what he was saying. The guy that played Aaron McKinney, too, he was too emotional. He played a whole bunch of other roles, and so then I had to teach him how he needed to just be so cut off. And so those were some of the challenges. I think, too, to get kids to really to feeling the emotion, which I think that they did very well by the end.
I was working at the Casper Star Tribune. It's the newspaper in town.
Actor Zach Schneider.
One of the guys that I worked with is a character in the Laramie Project, and he ended up playing himself in our version of the play. But when I was working for the Star Tribune, I was a features reporter, and I was picked to write the story about the play's opening when they premiered it in Denver, and I got to interview Moises that way. It was kind of an interesting process. Living in Wyoming, there were some folks in the play who actually knew Jonas Sloniker and Aaron Kreifels. And while I didn't talk to them directly, I spoke to some people that had known them. And a lot of it was because we played multiple roles. It was just trying to get physical characteristics and voices that were different to each character. So a lot of it was just developed in rehearsal, trying to make significant differences.
It was an interesting journey, I think, for everybody. There was, you know, we had all heard the story, you know, naturally through the news many, many times over.
Early this morning, freshman Matthew Shepard died from injuries he received in a vicious beating.
Brian Wynand, actor, Northampton Community College, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Until you really delve into the people that the story affected, the people of the town, you really don't realize the total gravity until you like start getting into the heads of the people that were really, really affected by it. And I think it was the repetition of it all that really kind of made it hit home for us and really helped us, you know, bring the characters to life. And just knowing that these were all real people and that we had to do our best to really make them three-dimensional and do them justice was the most interesting part. Because unlike any other play, you know, most times the characters are fictional. But this is the only play they've ever done where everyone was real and you were doing their words verbatim.
I actually did not research the role much at all.
Emily Landon, actor, University of Wisconsin, Manitowoc.
My director had asked us to watch the HBO documentary, and I felt that I couldn't do that because I didn't want to take what someone else had portrayed Romaine. I wanted to portray her the way that I felt that she was, since she is a real person. So we just talked a lot of discussion and a lot of personal experience, and my brother is gay. So I took that to heart and really used that in my feelings of how she would portray that whole situation.
Noah Fute, actor, King and Low, Haywood Thomas High School.
It was a pretty long process. We watched several movies as a cast. We watched the 2020 report that was done on Matt's death, and then we also watched the HBO production of The Laramie Project. Then there was individual research that we did. We went on the internet and we researched the roles on our own, and that was pretty interesting. I really didn't know much about the people until I saw the internet research.
We all watched the movie together.
Tanya Wheelock, actor, County College of Morris.
A lot of people went to Google and researched their characters and saw like newspaper articles where they had been interviewed and things like that. I went to Google and I Googled Zaki Salmon, and I found her email address on the University of Wyoming website. So I thought it was a long shot, but I emailed her and got a really beautiful 2-page letter back. And it told me all about her life and her experiences, and it was very, very inspiring.
I directed them to what I felt to be the most accurate representations on the web.
Director Dean Walton.
I've developed a couple of friends out in Wyoming that are and are not portrayed in the Laramie Project. One of them is a friend of Romaine's. His name is Jim Osborne. And Jim made himself available if people had questions, and I just sort of stayed out of it. I let the actors just speak to him and sort of develop their own take on that. But basically, I just trusted that Moises Kaufman and the Tectonic Theater Project had crafted a piece that I pretty much couldn't screw up. That was pretty much my theme here, was just don't screw it up.
The cool thing that was available to us is the fact that ABC and CBS and everybody had great stuff that they did stories on. Because it was part of our media of the show, we bought the rights to a lot of them and we aired them during our show in the media section in the beginning.
Aurel Maribel, director, Lake Braddock Secondary School, Burke, Virginia.
So everything we bought, everything we rented, we showed to the kids. We studied, went over it. During this time of 2020, did a major special about, I think it was at the time, just some type of anniversary. I don't know whether it was the 5th or the 7th, but it was also that whole news report about what happened to the kids who were arrested and where they are now and in prison and things of that nature.
This year, Aaron McKinney sentenced to 2 life sentences. One of those life sentences is for his conviction for felony murder and second-degree murder.
So this was happening in 2020, that fall that we decided to do this. So I taped that and showed the kids. And so we did a heck of a lot of research, a heck of a lot of studying. We watched the HBO. We saw all the news reports. And that helped. The other thing that helped a great deal was actually contacting the Tectonic Company and asking for help and asking them for this, that, and the other thing. And they connected us with some of the writers. And which one really fantastic moment was actually talking to people who were from Laramie and getting the accent down and hearing these people talk. And that was another added bonus. So we got a lot of fun stuff to help us.
Actor Noah Fute.
It's actually pretty interesting because when I usually do plays, the characters are fictional. And it was a really neat experience to know that these people were real people that were actually living while I was performing the show. And, you know, it was kind of nice. But at the same time, it was also kind of difficult because you feel like you have a certain obligation to make sure that you do justice to the characters.
Actor Emily Landon.
The difference between playing a real-life person and a fictional character is that these are real people. There's no fairy tale emotions. You can't change the character how you want. This is a real person with real emotions and real feelings, and you can't just be someone that they aren't.
I played all people that I had interviewed.
Greg Perotti, actor, Tectonic Theater Company.
Basically, the interviews themselves were so incredibly emotional for me and for the people who I interviewed. And I spent so much time with them as we were writing the piece, editing the interviews and getting more and more familiar with the nuances of the actual material that was spoken to me, that it was just a matter of heightening the characterizations because I was already so intimately connected to the characters by the time the play was staged. So in a way, it was easy, and I didn't have to be particularly creative about my character choices because all of these people existed. So it was really just a matter of Jonas vocally was a little too much like Father Roger. I would just have to make some strategic choices about who was going to go higher and who was going to go lower.
It isn't always an easy task to put on a production of The Laramie Project, as the play's themes continue to cause controversy to this day. Schools all over the country have fought to put on The Laramie Project, only to have the piece be deemed a gay play that has no place in a school setting. But many actors and directors fight on, understanding the importance of sharing Matthew's story with their communities. Reactions to The Laramie Project are both powerful and personal. Its emotional impact reaches far beyond just the audience members to the actors, directors, and even the crew members behind the scenes. Ask anyone who has even seen or been a part of a production and see for yourself.
To be quite honest, I wasn't sure whether our school was ready to handle the production.
Jackie Martino, director, King and Low Haywood Thomas High School.
I had decided that it was time. I thought the Gay Straight Alliance had been in line for a couple of years. There had been some other issues that we had at the school, and I thought we have a diversity mission statement. We've handled a lot of other issues of diversity, and it was just time for me to do it.
I was so entranced by the experience of watching the play that I did not leave my seat during intermission, and for at least 15 or 20 minutes afterwards, I needed to sit there and sort of regroup and get myself back together.
Dean Walton, director, Community Theater, New Jersey.
It's not common for me to be affected by something like that. For those two and a half hours, I was transported to that time in that place with those people, and I was literally transfixed.
We had a group of kids that chartered a bus from Montana to come and see the show.
Actor Zach Schneider, Community Theater, Casper, Wyoming.
Out here in the West, everything is spread out. You want to go anywhere, you're talking about a multi-hour ride. And just the Montana border is a two-hour ride. And driving on the roads in Wyoming in April when we did this show is kind of a dicey proposition. Springtime in Wyoming, well, it's a lot like fall. You get every type of weather. And to have folks jump in a bus and travel 250 miles to come see our community theater production was a really neat thing. Felt has been here more times than I can count to protest things, and we were fully prepared that he was going to be back to protest the play. Thank God he wasn't.
He actually was on several corners, was caught in town on our main drag. In our town was caught protesting with signs and was actually escorted out of town by our local police. Yeah, like the whole Andy Taylor small town police department went over there and escorted him out of town. He had about 10 or 15 people with him.
Autumn Walker, Actor Community Theater, Cookeville, Tennessee.
You know, small town America, it has its bad points, but it also has its great points, and that was one of them.
The only worry we got is that some of my students like to spend time on the internet and check things out. And they discovered that our good friends with Fred Phelps found out about us and that we were going to do it. And they put our name up as one of those schools that should be banned or something.
R.L. Maribel, director, Lake Braddock Secondary School, Burke, Virginia.
But we started to get knowledge, or people were telling us that we were on their radar. So knowing that they have taken trips to other high schools and taken trips to other colleges, I got a little hinky about that and worried. But nothing ever came of it. We never saw anyone.
Noah Fute, actor, King & Low, Haywood Thomas High School.
A lot of people came up to me and said that they were interested in the show, and that was good. I mean, when we read the script, one of the things I was worried about was, are people going to have an adverse reaction? And that didn't happen at all. I think no one actually was vehemently opposed to us putting on the show.
Actor Tanya Wheelock, Randolph, New Jersey.
One of the teachers from my high school actually offered extra credit for her literature students to come see it, and they wrote a response to it, and some girls had written that it had changed their life, that it really made them think, and they were really inspired to go out and make a difference after seeing it.
It was mixed.
Actor Zack Schneider.
Our audience at Stage 3, the community theater here in Casper, is an older audience. But, you know, there are some active members of the community who are gay, who are lesbian, and we have a lot of more progressive-minded folk. We had some season ticket holders who said that we won't be coming to see this play. But as far as single ticket sales, it was the biggest seller of the season. The media response was fantastic. We had a member of our theater troupe who had gotten pulled over for speeding on her way to the theater, and the police officer asked, "Where are you going so fast?" And she explained to him that she was in the Laramie Project, and he said, "Oh, well, in that case, I'm going to let you go. You take it a little slower and break a leg." So it was neat. It was neat to see the warm reception, because we didn't know what kind of reception we were going to get.
We had a few incidences where people were verbally accosted, or one of the cast members actually had, I think, "fag" written in the dirt on their vehicle, which was odd, but also kind of amusing.
Jason Yoakum, actor, Community Theater, Casper, Wyoming.
But other than that, the response was really great. It was a great production. We had 30 people in that cast, which is the biggest that Stage 3 has ever had. And it's also kind of unconventional for the play. Usually it's a small cast with everyone playing several roles. But everyone wanted to be a part of it, and so we made it work.
10 parents had called in. Some of them were even parents of students in the show and complained, and the show was canceled.
Actor Tanya Wheelock.
The reasoning they gave for canceling it was because there was bad language, but we all knew that that wasn't actually the case. We were all told that we couldn't really do anything because we loved our director, but she didn't have tenure yet, and we were all afraid that she would get fired or they would think that she had put us up to it. When it had gotten canceled, people were kind of upset, and they actually came to the production that we wrote and were handing out flyers to people in the audience about how the Laramie Project had been canceled.
Actor Noah Fute.
When it came time for opening night, we actually filled the house, which we almost never do. So we felt very supported by the students especially, and the teachers as well.
After we put on the production, it really opened people's eyes.
Emily Landon, actor, University of Wisconsin, Manitowoc.
They were like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that we actually would use these terms about something so horrible." I mean, there was definitely a change after.
What I really wanted to get to them was the concept of just a way of saying, "That's so gay," and to use "gay" as a put-down. Even that. And they said, "Well, you know, we're not... it's not hate language." No, it's not hate language. It's still demeaning, you know, and you have to understand what to put somebody down like that is. To say something that's so gay is the same thing, and kids got that concept.
Director Aurel Maribel.
Kids will still be kids. Kids will still throw each other into lockers and throw that back at each other, because society still hasn't thrown their weight behind the word as they throw the weight behind the N-word. That's the day I'm looking for. And until that happens, until people are really stunned by it, and that's not going to happen.
The students are doing a better job at sort of policing each other with comments like, "That's so gay," or, you know, "You're a fag." I mean, those types of things.
Director Jackie Martino, Stamford, Connecticut.
The students are trying to really get on themselves more about that. And I think that our school still, just like any other school, probably has a long way to go in terms of acceptance. But I think that the Gay Straight Alliance, for instance, has more members in it now. I think that students are more comfortable coming out now. I think that students and faculty are kind of really getting on our community about what is okay to say and what is not okay to say.
You're listening to 10 Years Later, The Laramie Project, The Lasting Legacy of Matthew Shepard. Presented by The Derek and Romaine Show on OutQ. To make a donation to the Matthew Shepard Foundation, please visit www.matthewshepard.org.